Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Used to applaud things like that, performance like that. Morning, welcome to the radio program. It is Tuesday, January 19th, show number 4390 of the morning show with Preston Scott. Grant Allen over there, Studio 1A. I am here in Studio 1B, affectionately known to me as the morning show man cave. This is where I'm comfortable. I'm very, very comfortable in my man cave here. Our verse of the day, 1 Chronicles 16, 28 and 29, ascribe to the Lord. All you families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. We too often relegate our time of offering and worship to Sunday, if that. I always love the people. You don't have to go to church to worship God. No, you don't. Some of the best worship services I've ever had nothing to do with being in a church building. But going to church is smart, assuming you have a church where the pastor teaches the Bible and not their own personal interpretation of the Bible, but teaches what God's Word has to say, because we are seeing in this community, in every community, people that don't teach the Bible. And yes, I know for a fact that it's happening in this community where I call home, and I know it's happening in yours. I know because I know. I get copies of, you know, people saying, you need to listen to this. And I'll go listen to a little bit of the message from the pastor, and I'm like, oh boy. And I don't say it, but I suggest that, you know, that if you're in one of those churches, you find another church real quickly. Your allegiance is to God, his word, not to a pastor, not to a building. You find a new place. But worship happens outside of Sunday. The real worship is shown what you do the rest of the week. I used to tell young people I was a pastor of youth, middle school, high school, college students. And I used to ask them, if you didn't say anything, would your mom and dad, would your friends, would outsiders just observe your life and know you're a Christian? Know that there's just something different about you in a good way. Live your life in such a way that people don't have to lie about you at your funeral. 10 minutes after the hour. This date in history, we'll start setting up the program. Going to be a busy day here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Beck. He's always been a white guy.
Glenn Beck.
Right.
We got it.
Licensed to talk. 9 to noon on WFLA.
Minutes after the hour, The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Horrifying. Katie Couric on Bill Maher over the weekend. Actually claiming that there needs to be efforts to deprogram anyone who supported Donald Trump. You realize how horrifying this is? There are others doing it. The media is saying it. AOC is saying it. It's just, this is horrifying. And if anyone had said anything remotely like this about Obama supporters, because I liken it to a cult, the difference is there are no achievements under Barack Obama, at least under Donald Trump. You can say what you want about the person, but the achievements, I'll just tell you this. There are many of you that will rue the day you chose to vote for Joe Biden because you didn't like Trump. And I know you're out there listening. I know you're there, and it's okay. I love you. You didn't commit the unforgivable sin. You made a mistake. Yes, you made a mistake. But guess what? The NCAA selection committee makes mistakes every year in March Madness. They pay attention to the name and they don't pay attention to the resume. And that's exactly what voters did. Even though Trump got, 12 million more votes than he had the first time? So I would say he won a few people over. But at any rate, that is what it is. It's just the cancel culture is getting virulent and extreme and dangerous to me. I think it's very dangerous. So we'll be talking about things like that, the cancel culture and alternatives for I'm right now I'm in a very diligent search for the right landing spot for this show when it comes to alternatives to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so forth. We'll figure it out. We'll sort it out. I'm not in any hurry. I'm a radio show host. That the other stuff, it's fluff. It's fluff. And I think we need to get to a place where we understand that that's what that is. Your existence doesn't revolve around Facebook. Now, for some of you, your business might, because you've chosen that as your vehicle of promotion and advertising. And I get that. I wouldn't begrudge you one bit for staying where you got to stay to stay afloat. I'm good with that. But there's got to be an effort to find something else, and so there you go. On this date in history, we got January 19 on the calendar. So in 1807, Robert E. Lee was born in Stratford. Ooh, wait, can I say that?
Too late. You said it.
Yeah, but can I? I could be canceled
for
that.
You're done now.
Well, it's the only reason we have Arlington National Cemetery.
His family home.
Georgia secedes from the Union in 1861. 1953, 70% of U.S. homes with a TV tune in to watch I Love Lucy, where Lucy Ricardo gives birth to a son, little Ricky. 1955, Dwight D. Eisenhower gives the first presidential news conference filmed for TV. And in 1977, snow falls in Miami for the first and only time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
16 minutes after the hour, come back with a recall that you might want to pay attention to if you are a fan of chocolate. Next on The Morning Show.
WFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Hey, so here we go.
An iHeart's radio station.
All righty, we're just getting started here Tuesday on the program. Off yesterday. It was funny. Rush was on. Rush sounds great. Good to hear Rush. He said, important people show up to work on holidays. I couldn't have worked yesterday if I wanted to. It was declared a holiday by iHeart, which means that if you don't take the day, you lose the day. And so forgive me if I chose to spend some time with my sweetheart and get some things done, which is exactly what we did. But at any rate, good to be back with you this morning as we will talk about Martin Luther King Day. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, is honored yesterday with MLK Day. And I have long argued it should be turned to Civil Rights Day, not because I have anything against Dr. King. In fact, I'm a voracious reader of Dr. King's speeches and his ideas have been since I was a kid. Really, I paid attention. I was enthralled by him as a child. There was something just remarkable about his speaking ability. And later, you know, obviously, I was a kid when he and Robert F. Kennedy were assassinated in that same span of time in 1968. I was 8 years old, and but I remember it. I remember it vividly. Remember everything that happened as a result. And as a young teenager, consuming more and more material as a kid, I was drawn to excerpts of his speeches and then later books about his speeches and his writings and so forth. And early on, I recognized that he was a flawed man, but then I also recognized I was a flawed kid, and we all are flawed. We all fall short. We all have issues, and Dr. King had plenty of them. Dr. King, if Dr. Martin Luther King had been the Republican that he was then, in today's environment, he would have been totally marginalized. They would have used his philandering against him instead of ignoring it. And it would have been reasons to marginalize his voice. And it's a shame. And I maintain Dr. King would be ashamed of the Black Lives Matter movement. I think he would be ashamed of the civil rights movement as it's expressed today. I think he would be ashamed at the status of our country. But when you look at the totality of civil rights, I just think that it's much bigger than Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think we really rob all Americans, not just minorities, of the totality of this story and the fight for equality. And no, we're not there yet. Conservatives are treated as a minority without a voice today. And so there's a fight for civil rights. It's just a different one today. There's censorship against the right today. It's amazing. As it relates to racism, you can't legislate what is inside the hearts of people. And sadly, there will be bigots and narrow-minded people on all sides. There will be bigoted whites against minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, etc. There will be those inside those minority groups that harbor their own hatred and biases and bigoted views of things, because it's a matter of the heart. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Donna Jackson next hour with Project 21. We will also discuss that and more with Jerome Hudson in hour number three. Those of you that love chocolate, in case you sent out or received Lake Champlain chocolates, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has revealed a recall. Lake Champlain chocolates has voluntarily recalled a ton of products. The hazelnut 5-star bar, the fruit and nut 5-star bar, the almond 5-star bar, the granola 5-star bar, the organic milk chocolate bar with sea salt and almonds, the milk chocolate almond bark, and the chocolate of Vermont Green Mountain. All of these are recalled with a manufacturing date of July 2020 through January, like now, 2021. All off the shelves. If you got anything for Christmas from them, throw it away. Reach out for a replacement, if you like, to Lake Champlain Chocolate. Apparently something happened in the manufacturing process and some plastic shavings, as in hard plastic, got inside the chocolate. So, now me, myself, I'd be willing to overlook that. So, it's just me. I'd pick it out of my teeth. 27 minutes after the hour, time for news. Come back with more on The Morning Show.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Thing you need. Truth and entertainment. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Almost 37 minutes. Good grief. Sorry. Running late here on The Morning Show. We'll catch up. Trust me. I just did a quick scan of the mainstream media outlets, and I can't find a mention yet. Now, maybe it's there. In fairness, maybe it's there. But the story's pretty big, I think. Daniel Allen Baker. You ever heard the name? Know the name?
Not until last week.
Former member of the United States Army Airborne. Elite. That's elite stuff there. He was kicked out after going AWOL. He is referred to himself as a hardcore leftist. Oh, that's why it's not out there in the news.
Oh man.
He was arrested in Tallahassee. FBI arrested him, and he's facing charge of transmission, interstate commerce of communication containing a threat to kidnap or injure. He was trying to recruit a group of fellow hardcore leftists to violently confront, this is from the federal prosecutors, a call to arms for like-minded individuals to violently confront any pro-Trump supporters at the Capitol. I guess they think that there's going to be something happening on Inauguration Day tomorrow, and maybe so. I advise you, just stay away. Ignore it. Ignore the inauguration. Let's just get to work, you know, trying to get the Florida legislature to fix elections inside Florida so what happened north of the border can never happen again. We'll talk to a Georgia lawmaker about the same. If Republican legislatures in the country will lock down their elective process, there's a safeguard there because it's better than half the states. But I digress. There's nothing. I mean, I'm looking at, there's comments here from Lawrence Keefe, the U.S. Attorney for North Florida. Law-abiding public is safer now that he's been arrested. We are and will remain on high alert. We'll take appropriate actions, all appropriate actions against credible threats. Extremists intent on violence from either end of the political or social spectrums must be stopped, and they will be stopped. Good for you, sir. What I just wanted to point out is that a hardcore leftist plotting violence is news except in the mainstream media. And it buttresses the point I made 10 days ago in the wake of the attacks on the Capitol. 40 minutes after the hour, more on The Morning Show.
This without caffeine. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Now, USA Today, below the fold on its digital website, has the story of Rebecca Jones being arrested. And state sought ban from internet access. So that's news. But the banning of others from the internet isn't news. It's just, it all fits the narrative. You know, yesterday my wife and I were having lunch. We had an impromptu picnic lunch. We grabbed a little food, found a place to sit down and eat. Place where we got the food wasn't allowing indoors or outdoor. I mean, there was outdoor dining, but it was exposed to a lot of wind. So we found a quiet place where there wasn't any wind, but someone still found us and you know, a pleasant gentleman, but interrupted our lunch. And just, yeah. Anyway, just kept talking and talking and talking while we're trying to eat our lunch. And just, it was just one of those moments that was remarkably awkward. No social cues being received at all. But that's okay. He was a nice guy. And so that's fine. But it's so interesting to me how he said to me, he said, you mostly talk politics on your show. And I said, well, we talk about what people are talking about. And I didn't want to extend the conversation any further, but We have three buckets that things fit into. The things that people are talking about, the things that people will be talking about, and the things that people ought to be talking about. And the latter, that last one, is my favorite. Because I find myself so often talking about things that are not being reported to hopefully give you a better view of the world in which we live. And that world could be as small as your immediate circle. It could be as large as your community. It could be as large as your city or state or nation. For example, the headlines are all over. Mainstream media telling you the NRA is going bankrupt. The NRA is doing exactly what they need to do to extricate itself out of the state of New York. They filed a Chapter 11, and what that does is that streamlines any number of litigations that it's facing inside that godforsaken state. It speeds things up. It tightens things down. In fact, the NRA is on very sound financial footing. And so if you're out there, a member of the NRA, and you read the headline and you consume it at a surface level and you don't dig any deeper and you don't check your email box, because if you're a member of the NRA, you should be reading your email so you know what's going on. You do not have the Q&A. You do not have the information. But the NRA is just fine. The NRA is getting out of New York. It is leaving New York, and it's going to move to Texas. Now, I wish they'd have moved to Florida. But I'm good. Just get out of New York. And so that's what they're doing. And so their Chapter 11 is about streamlining costs, expenses. It coordinates the litigation that they constantly have to deal with. Plus, I mean, consider the New York Attorney General and the Governor of New York have declared their mission to destroy the NRA. And so they filed frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit. And that's what you do to somebody. You force them to defend themselves at all turns, and it costs money. They're just like, yeah, we're done with this. Peace out, New York. So I just, again, what do we do on this show? We give you the rest of the story. We come back. Here they come. Told you. Warned you. And it will have a disastrous impact on our country. What is that? No, it's not Formosan termites. It's something else. Next on The Morning Show.
News first. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
It is interesting how COVID's gone away from the news for the largest portion of the mainstream media out there. I mean, there's a little story here and there if they want to try to slam Trump with something else as it relates to the vaccines now. You know, the vaccines that they didn't want any part of, but now that they're out there, they're going to blame Trump for some reason because they're out there and they're not being administered right. When, in fact, California's been mismanaging the handling of it. Gavin Newsom is even, I mean, I credit him for taking the fall. He said, yeah, we botched it pretty bad. But as promised, this is just the beginning of the I told you so's. And I'm sorry, but there is a role for I told you so. There's a need sometimes to reinforce that this outcome was warned. My advice was not heeded, not meaning my personal advice, although in this case that would be apropos as well. And this was the consequence that I told you would happen if you did this. And the caravans are lining up. 3,000 joining a larger one. Friday, two groups of more than 3,000 Hondurans, part of a larger caravan heading to the United States. A third group entered Guatemala yesterday, or rather Sunday. And the groups are now boldly demanding that Biden honor his commitments, and he will. He's going to try to mainstream 11 million people. I made it clear within 100 days I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people. Look, you need to understand, the Democrat Party needs a class of people inside this country totally dependent on the government. And what's interesting here is I circled one word. The so-called dreamers, those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again, be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship. That path will only be useful if it has no illumination, because they don't come out of the shadows. There's no incentive for them to. There's no incentive to get people that have entered this country illegally to follow that pathway without totally upsetting those that entered legally. And those are the voices that, sadly, the Republican Party doesn't do a good job of harnessing, because those are the people you need to hear from, not people like me or you. People that came to this country legally are the most vocal opponents of illegal immigration. They did it fairly. They jumped through all of the ridiculous, and there are ridiculous hoops. But the impact that this is going to now have on our southern border, we are going to be exposed again to a greater terrorist threat from people entering our country from abroad. Although one could fairly say that the terrorist threat domestically from Klantifa and Black Lives Matter is sufficient enough to keep outside terrorists at bay. But only time will tell. When we come back, going to have a far-reaching conversation with Project 21's Donna Jackson as we discuss MLK Day on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. And here we go. 5 minutes past the hour. It is hour number two of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Thanks so much for joining us. Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I am here in Studio 1B. Great to be with you this morning. No matter wherever you are listening to us from, no matter how you are listening, whether terrestrial radio or iHeartRadio, we thank you very much for sharing your time with us. It is a privilege and an honor and something we do not take lightly. But thank you very much for joining us. I told you before we would cruise around to this day that we would look at Dr. Martin Luther King Day through a different set of lenses. And I have argued for many, many years that Dr. King's Day be renamed Civil Rights Day. I mean, we've taken President's Day and we've narrowed it down to it used to be Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, turned it into President's Day. I think it was a smart move. I have no problem with that. But I also know that the civil rights movement that Dr. King is remembered for is far greater than Dr. King, and I think he would agree with me. But to kind of put some context from a different perspective on all of this, we are joined by Project 21's Donna Jackson. Donna, good to have you back on the program. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
What are your thoughts on the idea of that Dr. King might not necessarily go for the idea of this day being named for him, but maybe naming the day for the civil rights movement?
I think that he would appreciate that. You know, there was a lot of people that contributed to the civil rights efforts. And I know that we like to just acknowledge the one man as the symbol, but many, many people, you know, you had the Freedom Riders, you had Thurgood Marshall, you had numerous people, even before the civil rights in terms of that official started, there was an insurmountable amount of people. So I think he would appreciate it. Rosa Parks, you know, countless others.
You know, you could make the argument that as flawed as some of the founders were, they were flawed men and women like we are. We all fall short of God's standard for our life, Donna, and you know this better than I. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, the founders put in the Constitution a means to eradicate slavery and to bring about equality in our country, at least from a political process.
Absolutely. And I think that this notion that there's some perfect person is really a mistake. You know, God never hid the flaws of men in the Bible. You can look at David, who was an adulterer, who set up his best friend and got him killed, and God said, this was a man after my own heart. Moses fell short. He killed a man, and God used him to save the children of Israel. He looks at the heart of a man and his willingness to turn to him to be used in order to bring about great things. And I think the other thing is that when we see that individuals can accomplish great things and still be flawed, then we don't have this ideal of perfection where we don't act and be able to make a change in our communities.
Donna Jackson with me from Project 21. Donna, I was watching a lot of the national programming yesterday on a lot of different platforms, a lot of different types of shows, obviously many of them paying homage to Dr. King, but all of them leaving out the continuing narrative of the civil rights movement today. How flawed is it today? Would he be embarrassed by how Black Lives Matter was formed and how it functions today?
Absolutely. You know, one of the driving forces in his life was his Christian faith. And Black Lives Matter is absolutely against that. He was about us participating in the American dream. Black Lives Matter is about retribution. It's about revenge. He was about unity. He was about being able to be equal and to participate. And they're about segregation. They're about demonizing individuals. So he would be, and then he was very adamant about not having violence. He actually made all of the people that marched with him sign contracts stating that they would not engage in violence. He said that we should, in our march, we should never degrade ourselves and stoop to the level of hatred and anger and violence. And Black Lives Matter is all about using violence as a tool to intimidate people in order to get the results they want.
Donna, stand by. More with Donna Jackson of Project 21 on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Show with Preston Scott.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Donna Jackson's resume is impressive. She has been part of Project 21, which we have been linked with for, goodness gracious, years. We've had Donna on the program once before. We've had many guests over the years from Project 21. She worked on the campaigns of Governor Mike Huckabee, current Governor Asa Hutchinson, then state representative, or U.S. representative, I think, Senator Tim Hutchinson. And we're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King and the legacy and where we are today. The civil rights movement, I kind of joked. It really wasn't a joke, Donna, but I commented last hour that the civil rights movement could now expand to conservatives, couldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where we are. It's not about race now. It's about beliefs. And conservatives have been so vilified. They've been marginalized, dehumanized to the point where people think when they see mistreatment of them, then they turn their backs and they think it's okay. I mean, rights are being taken away, constitutional rights right now, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, all of these things are being taken away from conservatives right now. And you know, one of the things that I've been saying, and I'm repeating it over and over again, this the N-word, and then you hear people say racist, homophobe, xenophobe, all of those have the same goal, and that's to dehumanize the person that they're directed at. And so there's no difference. And so what we're seeing now is that there's this marginalization of people that they're saying are innately politically and socially inferior. And that is what the box they're trying to put conservatives in today.
Donna, to make that suggestion, though, for you as a black woman to suggest that conservatives are now part of the civil rights struggle or should be considered as part of the civil rights would be an affront to so many people on the liberal left, and you know that.
Well, absolutely. Actually, I was on a radio show with the CNN analyst yesterday who was berating me. And then I said to her, well, you're making my very point. And I'm telling you that, you know, what happened during the civil rights movement with African-Americans? They were denied access into restaurants. We're seeing that there was a lot of violence against them. We're seeing that with conservatives. They were discriminated in jobs. We're seeing that with conservatives. I mean, their kids were marginalized and victimized. We're seeing that with conservatives. You know, kids who can't vote but have a Trump shirt on are being bullied and beaten, and nobody thinks anything of it. They feel like they deserve it. Actually, there's so many parallels between what happened during the civil rights movement. I mean, the signs are not there, but the actions are there. It doesn't say whites only, but the actions do say liberals only. So we're seeing all of those parallels that happened during the civil rights, that started the civil rights movement, being happening to conservatives right now. And that's undeniable. You can't deny that.
Well, they're going to try, and if they can't deny it, they're going to ignore it. Donna, stand by. One more segment. I'm gonna break a news story on Donna and get her thoughts on it. Donna Jackson with me for one more segment from Project 21. We're talking about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King and where it's taken us now in our country, and it's sad for Dr. King's legacy.
FLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
An iHeart radio station.
Carving time out of a busy time and schedule is Donna Jackson from Project 21. We've been linked with Project 21 at the hip for many, many years. started our conversation talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. Would he have approved of the way violence has been used and it, to a large extent coddled by the mainstream media? Don, I want to run this story by you as well, because I think in the core of this is a problem that a lot of the people listening to this program right now really need to get their arms around, and that's parents of kids in school. The headline is, a Florida middle school teacher fired after blaming Antifa for Capitol riots in her class. And I'm of the opinion that while I might share that Antifa played a role, I don't believe that a teacher's politics belongs in the classroom. Their job is to foster an environment of discussion and to teach proper history about our country. And so give me your thoughts on the role that our educators are playing in the lives of the generations that are now coming and embracing the idea of socialism.
I think it's this over. I mean, it's actually very disturbing, because right now a lot of the education system is programming or pre-programming our kids to believe this political lean, and which is mostly liberal, instead of learning how to actually analyze information for themselves. I don't think that a person that has, and that's either side, that has a certain political view should force that view on the kids. Because kids at an early age, when they're listening, they believe that this authority is the right authority. And I don't think it should have any place in the classroom. But, you know, an overwhelming amount of liberals are actually in the education system, and that's why you have a lot of the misinformation, or these millennials that believe what they believe, is because so many of them are forcing their political views on the kids, and then they're just really, it's really disturbing.
Don't we need a wave of conservatives to get into the classroom, to get into education, not to try to force their views, but to simply make certain that balance is brought to the classroom?
Absolutely. And, you know, and I can say that about myself. So many conservatives are actually in the workforce. They're not actually teaching. You know, we're actually the ones doing, we're the ones producing, we're the ones making sure that things run the way they should. And we're not actually in the classroom where we're making sure that they see a whole-sided view of what's going on. So, you know, when our founding fathers, they established the Constitution, they, you know, fought for independence, and then the first thing they did was establish universities and schools to make sure that those concepts were passed down. And unfortunately, as conservatives, we pulled ourselves out, and we're, you know, working and making sure that capitalism still exists, that people still get the opportunity to, you know, to advance economically, but we're not in there making sure that our principles are being passed down on that educational level, and that's where we've missed.
Final piece of advice. We have less than a minute left. What would you tell people listening right now is the best attitude to have moving ahead under a new president?
You know, I think for me, I'm still optimistic. I'm still holding on to the principles, those conservative principles that I believe in. And I'm also passing that information along to everyone that I get in contact with. You know, they're banning us from Twitter. I've been, you know, blocked many times for saying the wrong thing. But you know what I'm doing? I'm doing text chat with individuals, and I'm telling those individuals to do group text chat with people in their spheres of influence. I'm making sure that message still holds true, because, you know, I have a biblical background. Jesus was crucified, but it was the beginning, not the end. So I would say that about conservatives. It's the beginning. It was the end for this presidency, but the beginning for the movement to go on.
Donna, thanks for the time this morning. Keep banging the drum.
I will always. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Donna Jackson with us this morning from Project 21. Time for news. Bill Zimfer on deck.
Five minutes and he'll give you something to talk about. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
News team, assemble!
And so we've gathered yet again. First day of our work week, we'll leave it at that. Joining us is national correspondent Bill Zimfer. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Preston. Good morning.
What's going on in the Capitol inauguration preparations? More arrests, but there's some arrests that the mainstream media doesn't seem to be covering, but maybe I'll get a chance to ask you about that later.
Yeah, how about a registered Democrat who was arrested breaching the Capitol? There's a lot of things that are happening, and that investigation is just expanding exponentially as the FBI is tracking down over 100,000 tips they have received on who may have been responsible or who may have been involved. Now, as for security in Washington, D.C., unbelievable. That whole area around the governmental district there is just tighter than a drum. Miles of that 7-foot-high unscalable fencing with razor wire on tap, over 20,000 National Guard troops. And just to show you how jittery they are there in Washington, Preston, rehearsal for the inauguration was supposed to be Sunday. It was postponed because of a security issue. Then it was held yesterday, and there was a fire at a homeless encampment about a mile away from the Capitol. They saw the smoke, immediately locked down the Capitol, called off the rehearsal. So that's how jittery they are in advance of this inauguration.
And Bill, I've also noticed, I can't even express my disgust at the questioning of the I don't know how you would even do it, of the National Guard. The assertion that because 70% of the National Guard are white, that we got to weed out white supremacists that might be in there ready to harm a president-elect Biden.
Sickening, isn't it?
It's nauseating to me, Bill.
It really is. And is it overkill? Absolutely it is. And I think I know where it came from. After they started looking at the ugly day of January 6th, and they saw that you had off-duty police officers, you had former military involved, that I guess somebody came up with the idea that maybe we should look into the backgrounds of all of these National Guard troops. But just to think, Preston, that what you're talking about here is the possibility of an insider attack, something that might happen in, let's say, Afghanistan. It really is sickening to think that we would go to that extent.
Bill, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I apologize in advance for doing it, but I'm just curious, have you seen on any of the wires that you follow the story of an FBI arrest of someone in Tallahassee that was planning to bring violent, armed leftists to the state capital of Florida to violently confront any anti-Biden, pro-Trump supporters?
No.
Exactly. FBI made the arrest and the charges of interstate commerce of communication containing a threat to kidnap or injured, and the guy's a former U.S. Army airborne infantryman. Bottom line is, they're bad apples all over, and we need to deal with them. But that story hasn't made it to the wires, and I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Truthfully, I have not seen it either.
Unbelievable. It illustrates where we are today, that Bill, sadly, a lot of the mainstream media is ignoring half of the stories.
Yeah.
Sad. Hopefully we'll have something positive to talk about soon, but tomorrow's inauguration day, so there's no telling.
Keep your fingers crossed, Preston.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Bill Zimfer with us this morning. Now, keep in mind, this is a national correspondent who has a new version of the old wire service. All the stories, the AP and the UPI, used to put out a teletype. It was a wire, and you would just get story after story after story, these short little things, and then you get expansions of those stories. Before they ever hit the newspapers, they would be in the hands of people like Bill. Nothing about the arrest by the FBI, and it's days old. It's days old. 40 minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott.
Sensei of sensibility. The morning show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Yeah, the big story in the press box, and I just sent it to Bill because I wanted to prove the point that the mainstream media outlets are suppressing. They are ignoring certain stories. If the story doesn't reflect positively on their agenda, if it doesn't buttress the arguments they're making, And I occasionally have someone say, well, that's what you do on your show. No, I talk about those stories, and then I give the counterbalance. Or I share the stories that they ignore. It's all over state local news in the state of Florida, but it's not on the national services. I think Fox picked it up, and as a result, then it gets to Red State and
the Federalist, things like that.
Federalist, exactly, and a few other sites, Gateway Pundit, and so forth. But you're not going to find this in CNN or USA Today. And if it were out there, it would paint a very different picture of America. There is... I am in my search for other landing places for this show from a social media perspective. Understanding that for many of you, Facebook, you got to do it for business. I get it. That's fine. I would tell you, look to radio for advertising because it's a smart way to spend a buck. Echoic memory. I talked about that last week, but I get it. If you're a social media-based business and you rely on that, I get that. But it's got to still be a point for us to find other landing spots outside of the control of X, Y, and Z. The problem is that the servers are all owned by Amazon or Microsoft or Apple or Google. In one of those, in one form or another. Google, for example, is suppressing a competitor to YouTube, Rumble, because they compete against YouTube and YouTube's owned by Google. You can find Rumble, but if you do searches for a specific type of video, you're not going to get it on Rumble. So I'm going to try to get the head of Rumble on the show. He was just on Mark Levin. I want to try to get the head of Parler on the show. It's important that you understand that these large entities are shutting down other voices. It could stop tomorrow if the mainstream media simply pointed it out. Government corruption would stop almost overnight if media outlets went back to reporting about the things that they know instead of covering up for friends. It's my longstanding accusation of Bob Gabordi, the former editor of the Tallahassee Democrat. He hung out, he was buddies with, and that's the way the publishers and the editors of the local newspapers across the country are. They're friends with these people that they're supposed to cover. You can be friendly, but you can't be friends. You have to cover them. You're not going to do that if you're sitting down having a drink with them. Sorry, you're not. You want them to like you. 46 minutes after the hour. It's the morning show with Preston Scott.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott on WFLA.
Fifty-one minutes after the hour. I can tell time. I can do it. I promise. Jerome Hudson, just a few minutes away here on the Morning Show from Breitbart.com, entertainment editor, author of a couple of books. Lots to talk about with Jerome. And that's coming up. One of my favorite monthly guests here on the program. Also a radio show host on the Patriot Network on Sirius XM Radio. Look at him. From morning show intern to superstar. We're just that platform that people jump from to go to stardom. That's all we are. We're just that humble little farm system for the people to, you know. I know that one day Grant Allen will probably just, you know, pack up his tent and go to stardom somewhere, leaving me behind in the dust. And that's just fine by me. I love seeing people that have worked with this program be successful. Oregon authorities on the lookout for a thief who stole a car. I take you to Saturday morning at 9:10 in the morning at the Basics Meat Market in Beaverton, Oregon, where an unsuspecting mom pulled her vehicle in near the front door and just ran in to get a few things. Just ran right in. And so the car thief ran right over and jumped in her running, unlocked car and drove away. You might be saying, well, Preston, how does that story find itself to your stack? Because the car thief realized that there was a 4-year-old child in the back seat. And since he was a car thief and not a kidnapper, I credit him. Good on him.
He had to make the distinction.
He turned around.
Oh, gosh.
The woman comes back outside. Mom comes out. He lectures her about leaving her child in a running car unlocked.
No way.
Leaves the child and promptly steals the car again.
What?
According to police, what she did was not a crime. She was within sight and sound of her child. But she left her car running, so take that extra step. Take the keys with you. How about no, you don't leave your child in your car? That's stupid. But that's Oregon. But how about, come on, a little pat on the back for the car thief.
There's some integrity left
in
this world.
There's just a little bit.
There you go.
A little honor among this particular thief.
What a legend.
Because he turned around. And they are now on the lookout. They've got the car back, but now they're on the lookout for the suspect, who still, when it's all said and done, in the grand scheme of things, did a good thing. So, well done, car thief.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man
Yes, by popular request, I had to bring back the original theme song. It's time for a manly minute. Remember, male by birth, man by choice. These are the attributes, the skills, the ideals, the virtues you need to pass along to your son to make sure that you have, in fact, raised a man. In light of our last story, I was inspired to remind you, take the time to teach your son to drive a manual transmission. Make sure your son knows how to drive a stick shift. You just never know. I tell you now, even at age 60, I get a little bit of manliness to rise up when someone says, hey, I need somebody to, and maybe it's to drive a truck, or maybe it's to pick up a car, or maybe just move something, but you got to be able to drive a 5-speed. Put my hand up. I got you. I am an exceptional driver of a manual transmission. It's what I learned to drive on, and my first 3 cars were manual transmissions. And so just make sure that you can look your son square in the eye after teaching him how to drive a 5-speed and say,
now you're mortal.
It's kind of like a rite of passage. Borrow somebody's 5-speed or manual transmission and teach them how to drive a manual transmission. They will be so grateful in the years to come. Jerome Hudson will join me next on Hour 3 of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Friend personally and a colleague professionally, but that probably denigrates him to be racked in with me, but that's okay. He's a successful author. I'm not. He's a national talk show host. I'm not. And he is our friend nonetheless. Jerome Hudson joins me this morning. Hello, sir.
Good morning to you. And unfortunately, I am not in studio with you, but we'll figure it out next month.
But you're big timing me with a speakerphone. What's up with that?
Do I sound good or
no?
Not?
No, you don't. You sound terrible.
Is this better?
Oh yes, thank you.
So I was wearing these Bose headphones, and they're north of $200. Thankfully, I didn't buy them with my own money, but. Hopefully I'm coming through louder and clearer now.
Yeah, that stuff is always lame. It's always lame. You can get away with that stuff on those rank national network appearances that you do. But man,
silly Siri.
Yeah, that's Bush League for my show, sir. Have you been banned anywhere yet?
No, I haven't been.
Are you shocked by that?
I'm really not. Bombastic bomb thrower, certainly not compared to some of my contemporaries. I really do enjoy the conversations that you and I have, both on the air and sort of in our own personal communications, because they are very serious issues, and many of them have been serious issues that the country has dealt with for decades, right? And there's been trillions of dollars thrown at these problems when we know that, in fact, government can't solve something like illegitimacy among black households.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't do me any good to sort of come at these serious issues in an unserious manner. And so I really don't do it. But Twitter, I think Twitter used to be a place where, you know, you had conservative thinkers, you had comedians, it used to be fun. And then you had people on the left who were humble when they were called out. But now we're not in that place anymore. And I think what you're getting at, or what I should say, is that it's becoming very clear that we are now, this country, our economy is being controlled by tech oligarchy, by a national media that doesn't give a damn about actually reporting honestly about the problems
that the country is facing, and a political elite that have been promising us that they'll fix the very problems that in many ways they've compounded.
Jerome Hudson with me. The book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, and the follow-up book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Great reading, and the entertainment editor for Breitbart. Jerome, I had Donna Jackson from Project 21 on last hour, and we talked about kind of the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that I've long advocated for it to be called Civil Rights Day, not MLK Day. For a host of reasons. But let's set that aside for a second. Let me ask you your thoughts just real quickly, and then we'll expand this on the other side of weather and traffic. Should the civil rights movement now include conservatives?
Because we are now the downtrodden. We must be kicked off of every platform. We must be kicked off the internet, right? It is such that if you just simply disagree with the political left or the Democratic Party, then you are akin to a Nazi, which is just absolutely absurd and wrong. But yes, they came for Christians a long time ago, and now we're all just lumped in. It's no longer acceptable for you to just say that you're not a racist. If you're born with white skin, then you have privilege. It doesn't matter if you were born into poverty or not. I think so. And I have to say, you know, just hosting a program on SiriusXM yesterday, the more I talked, the more I came to the realization that Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself, Preston, would be canceled. The man just said he wanted his children to be judged by their character and not the color of their skin. And now the man who will be president, Joe Biden, in 24 hours, is prioritizing bank loans and financial help to...
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Businesses by the color of the business owner's skin.
All right, Jerome, stand by. We're coming right back. More with Jerome Hudson on The Morning Show.
Known as Mr. Know-It-All. The Morning Show with Preston Scott. News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Eleven minutes after the hour, Jerome Hudson with me, Breitbart.com. He is the entertainment editor. He's also author of a couple of books. You can find him on Amazon.com. If you feel the need to go to Amazon, I'd rather you just go to a bookstore and buy them. Jerome Hudson with me. Jerome, where does this end? I mean, if you were to try to kind of put on your best prognosticator hat, where does this end? Does this end in 2 years with Biden/Harris presidency put in the hands of Republicans in the House and the Senate? Does this end with a total shutdown of all things conservative and a real oppression of those that aren't like-minded in this country? Where does this end?
It's going to end with the sort of same buyer's remorse that I just had with those headphones that I was trying to start the show with.
Even though you didn't buy them.
Right. You know, we had negative job creation in the last jobs report last week. I don't know if that's really happened too many times in the history of this country. And yet, one of the top priorities for Joe Biden is to raise taxes. You already see that the border is being rushed because he is promising amnesty for 11 million people. I'm 35 years old, Preston, and the number of illegal aliens has been 11 million for 20 years. Yale says it's as many as 22 million. But Joe Biden, there he is, promising amnesty for millions of people. We're at a time where we have people who are struggling to keep their jobs, who are trying to find work, and business owners who don't know if they actually can expand or if they should shut down altogether. So I think that the majority of the people who are just wanting to get back to their regular lives are going to be looking on at this, and they're going to be thinking what Abigail Spanberger is thinking. Abigail Spanberger is a congressman in the state of Maryland in the Baltimore area, and she excoriated Nancy Pelosi a few months ago because Abigail Spanberger barely won re-election. She's in a Trump county for the most part, and she said we can never talk about defunding the police again. And yet Joe Biden's going to have a vice president who championed that message. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of buyer's remorse really quickly. And in 2 years, or less than 2 years, we're going to have elections, and Nancy Pelosi will not be Speaker of the House. And I think it's very possible that the Republicans will win back the Senate. People, none of this will make sense. The governing that Joe Biden will do will make no sense. Why the hell are we going to be rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement? China's just going to keep building coal fire plants, and he's going to cut off the XL pipeline. It's going to cost thousands of jobs and just tens of thousands of ancillary jobs. This is horrible news for the country, but politically, in 2 years, I think we're going to get adults back in the room because Joe Biden's just going to make embarrassing, horrible decisions at every chance he gets.
So we're counting on, and we got less than a minute here, Jerome, we're counting on reality overwhelming rhetoric, which will be parroted in the mainstream media over and over and over.
I know that Donald Trump lost the election, but Republicans won congressional seats that nearly no pollster in the country called. You saw the man get minority votes to the tune that no Republican presidential candidate had gotten since 1960. And to answer your question, yes, I have trust and faith in the American people that they are smarter than the news media believes that they are. And we'll get this right. We'll start to turn the ship around. And people need to be at their state legislatures now. Georgia, to fix the voting problems, they opened up the agenda for the legislator a week ago. So we just can't take a knee. We need to triple down.
Jerome Hudson with me. We'll have another segment with him next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
Two minutes after the hour, a few more minutes on this side of the news with Jerome Hudson. He's going to stay. It always happens. I always have more things I want to talk about, and I'm moving things so that I've got more time with Jerome. Jerome, you said something in the last segment. Oh, by the way, Breitbart.com, he's an entertainment editor, two books, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know and 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Couple things. First of all, you mentioned the president losing the election. Do you believe he lost it?
I you know, I respect you. I said he didn't win, and I know it's semantical, but because of what we were talking about off the air there, the legislature sets the rules of the election. They set the time and the day. It's all in the Constitution. Go read it. And what happened specifically in Pennsylvania is that you had the legislature set the rules, and then you had the Supreme Court of that state overturn those election rules. And Justice Alito said, well, no, we need to actually separate those votes, those ballots. And that didn't happen. And that is a state that has a Philadelphia that has been known for many elections to have nefarious things happen. Was there fraud? Of course there's fraud. There's always fraud in every election. But the Trump's legal team just wasn't able to actually prove enough in court, which is the only place that it has to happen, and it didn't happen to that point. And now is the time to fix that. Now is the time to actually set the stakes, and so that what happened, Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, cannot actually get into agreements with the Democratic Party of Georgia to extend the early voting date. All of those things have to be set and fixed now. Before any steal can start again. We had the whole stop the steal thing. The stopping of the steal happens before the election,
yeah,
not after the election.
And there has to be a limit on mail-in voting. I mean, anyone that tried to get a Christmas gift in time via the mail service understands that the United States Postal Service should not be responsible for conducting a national election.
No, and I think we have to, we can turn to the Baker Carter Commission that told us that there are millions of ballots that are either lost or never actually counted. MIT has done at least two studies, and they have confirmed what the Baker Carter Commission told us, is that holding elections and relying on mailed in ballots to do so it creates fertile ground for fraud, whether it be human error or something nefarious. The coronavirus was real, but we had a primary election in Wisconsin in May in which you had 500,000 people show up in person, and you had just over 100 people who actually were infected with the virus. Of nearly 500,000 people, and I don't think anybody died. But in terms of the election, and then just asking questions and being critical about it, you're not a Nazi if you do that. And that is what the American left wants to do. They want to stifle speech, and they want to make people so fearful that we're not even critical about things that researchers at MIT have told us. Well, yeah, there's going to be fraud if you hold elections via mail.
All right, you know the drill. When you hear the music, you got to wrap it up. We got less than 45 seconds here. Quickly, yeah. If Donald Trump forms another party, can Republicans win an election in 2 years?
The Trump party would result in Democratic majorities, period. You split the vote, and that is just the beginning and the end of it. But I don't think that's going to happen. We can't even cancel our Amazon account when we know Amazon hates us. They banned books. They just kicked Parler off of their servers.
Right.
We know China's has slave labor, but we're still watching Disney Plus and every Marvel superhero movie. We can't even quit these services. We're not going to start a new party. It's just not going to happen.
I'm not as optimistic as you on that front, but we'll, I'm sure, visit again. All right, we got news when we come back. More with Jerome Hudson of Breitbart.com. We're going to go to the pages of Breitbart, talk about a few stories on the entertainment page. And no, it's not entertainment related. Really, trust me on this. Stay around.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide.
Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
See website for details. The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And I live in a van down by the river.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
National talk show host on Patriot Network. I guess that's, it's called Patriot, right?
Patriot Channel 125.
Patriot Channel 125 on Sirius XM Radio. Jerome Hudson with me, author of a couple books, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know and 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump, and the entertainment editor for Breitbart.com. And let's go there. Not just Katie Couric, but Stevie Wonder and a handful of others now want there to be an effort to silence those by determining truth, a truth commission. Yeah. Where is this coming from, and what is its goal?
Yeah, I think you're starting to see just this morning, and don't hold it against me, but I was watching CNN, and Allison Camerota had this cult expert on, and Allison Camerota, a CNN anchor, asked this man how to deprogram Americans. And so you have a sickness if you just happened to support the president. And maybe you didn't even support President Trump. Maybe you just supported his agenda. So we see actual border fences and walls being built around the U.S. Capitol. So maybe it's not so crazy that people wanted to actually secure our southern border. Maybe you just wanted to keep more of the money that you earned. I mean, those are tested, ideas.
Sicknesses, Jerome, those are tested sicknesses.
Yeah, all right, just silly thoughts, right? And so that's what you're seeing. The left will define whatever truth is. So if you disagree with that truth, then you need to repent. You need to reconcile before there's any healing that goes on.
It doesn't stop there, though. These people seriously want to engage in a cancel culture that is officially sanctioned by the United States government.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, it's scary, but that is where it's going. China launched in 2020 this social crediting system. And if you think about it in terms of how it would work here in America, well, you see it. Like, you probably won't get an Uber driver to come pick you up if you have 2.5 stars as opposed to 4.97 stars on your Uber account. And so the structure is, in how it would work, I guess, here in America, if our worst nightmares came true, is that if you said too many things that were triggering or microaggressions on your social media account, say Facebook, and maybe you wouldn't get that job. And maybe it does get so crazy that you don't get your home loan underwritten by a mortgage company. Or maybe your child doesn't get accepted into that school. Now, maybe I sound crazy, but I just looked at my Twitter account, and I lost about 1,500 followers. I'm not sure when that happened. And I actually, I don't engage with all of them, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't, that 1,500 people weren't just crazy. But Twitter or Jack Dorsey decided that they were, and now they've been booted off the platform. I mean, the canceling has already started many years ago. And it's unfortunate because we won't actually – it's going to be harder, Preston, I think, to actually have serious conversations about very serious issues.
Jerome Hudson with me. One more segment. Jerome, stand by. We're going to pick up right there. 70-second check of weather and traffic. It's interesting. I don't know if you are as nauseated as I am by the sudden call for unity and healing and bridging the divide. And let's all have a concert and sing along. And yet, as is chronicled on Breitbart.com in the entertainment tab, story after story after story of threats of doxing and boycotts and attacking those who just think differently than you do. That when we come back with Jerome Hudson on The Morning Show.
When you thought you were right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
41 minutes after the hour, The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Final few minutes with Jerome Hudson of Breitbart.com. We're talking about the entertainment page where he is the editor. I'm going to read three headlines from your page as it sits right now, Jerome. Healing. Deborah Messing vows ad boycott for any TV show or network that platforms Kayleigh McEnany. Healing. Rob Reiner. Trump is a lifetime criminal who's getting a cut of the action for each pardon. And healing. Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn calls Ted Cruz a traitor to America. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, Jerome.
So you have a future boycott should any network give Kayleigh McEnany, the former White House press secretary, a job. You have Rob Reiner, Meathead. This is a conspiracy theory. He's essentially saying that the president is getting paid per pardon. In Guardians of the Galaxy, director James Gunn is calling Ted Cruz a traitor to America. I mean, there are millions of Texans who voted repeatedly to reelect Ted Cruz, who quite frankly is oftentimes actually the smartest person in the room. One headline that you didn't read, which was one of my favorite, Alec Baldwin has dream of noose at Trump's trial for sedition. Alec Baldwin tweeted that on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday on Saturday. I mean, these people are not just entertainers. They're not just some of the most popular people on the planet, Preston. They organized 4 months to raise millions of dollars to get a lot of Democrats elected, particularly Joe Biden. And so these will be our elites. They're the worst people on planet Earth. Because they don't actually live the types of lives that we live. Many of these people don't even shop for their own groceries. Many of these people aren't even very smart, but they have large platforms. And as Joe Biden makes some of the most ridiculous and painfully stupid economic decisions, they won't hold Joe Biden to account. There are mass graves in Texas and around the U.S.-Mexico border, Preston. It's a Daily Beast story. It's one of the most horrific stories. And I think about it now, and I guess I'm mentioning it now, because Joe Biden's language is a magnet for literally thousands and maybe tens of thousands and hopefully not hundreds of thousands of people who are busting through Guatemala and are marching to our southern border now. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they'll never actually talk about the pain and the death and the torture that these people will be subjugated to as they try to break illegally into our country. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen because Joe Biden is president. And we have to organize now and do everything that we can that maybe not another Democrat ever wins another election.
I have told people that have called the program that there is a bitter reality that we need to confront, and it is this. Our government is a reflection of who we are in America right now. And Jerome, to me, it goes no further than we got to get people back on their knees and putting their life in God's hands and allowing there to be a set of standards that we can all agree on. They're God's. They're not ours. They're his. I don't see any other way around it.
Right. Every now and then I'll get a caller, and just listening to the caller, I get the impression that caller specifically, but maybe, us writ large, I think is what you're getting at, is we forget that We elect them. We literally pay them. And they work for us. And we need to sort of get back to reorienting that relationship between the people and the people's servants. And you're absolutely right. Government is not our God. And increasingly, we are being run by people who believe that they are gods. They're trying to remake the country in their image. And I think that this founding and the men who founded this country was certainly not perfect, but it was certainly divine. And I do think that we're taking that for granted, and we should get back to that.
We'll talk again next month, and I'm sure you and I will chat in between. But thanks for the time, Jerome.
God bless you.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
All right, Jerome Hudson with us. Read any of the books. Good stuff. My guest on The Morning Show. You're going to notice immediate differences in the first 100 days of Joe Biden versus the first 100 days of Donald Trump. The media questioning of him will be respectful. The horrific choices he's making for his cabinet and appointments, horrific, will be left alone in public. They won't be screamed at, yelled at. They won't be harassed. Supporters of Joe Biden will not have water or tea or sodas dumped on their heads. Cars that have a Biden-Harris sticker on them will not be keyed and followed and harassed. And if they're kids or old people, they won't be picked on. Yes, there'll be differences. You will notice policy differences immediately on the first day that will begin the deconstruction of a strong economy that was the only thing keeping us afloat during the pandemic. If we hadn't had 3+ years of growth and strength in the economy prior to that pandemic, if we'd have walked into it with Barack Obama's economy, which was contracting every quarter in his final year, it was getting worse and worse and worse. So to everyone who claims that Trump catapulted off of the Obama economy, no, he steered us away from it. His policies diametrically opposite stimulated the economy. Had we not had that strong economy, we would be in a full-fledged recession right now, if not worse, because of the actions of Democrat governors and legislatures in cities and states, and then Democrat leadership in cities that have tanked economies. And now you've got Democrats saying, you know, we got to open up the economy. I got a story here comparing California and Florida. Say, well, you know, Florida's got the same number of infections as California. Well, what's interesting here is Florida has recorded just above 1.5 million cases. California's recorded nearly twice that figure despite having lockdowns throughout the state. Now, the numbers per 100,000 are about on the money. So isn't that interesting? Your infection rate per 100,000 is the same whether you have lockdowns or not. So which economy do you want? I'll get into all that tomorrow. Yeah, there are differences. There sure are. And it's why people are moving here and leaving there.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's The Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
The big story in the press box, the FBI arrests hardcore leftists plotting to violently attack pro-Trump protesters at the Florida Capitol. Daniel Allen Baker, I'm going to say his name in case any of you know him. You can be embarrassed by the fact that he's in your circle of friends. He's violent, former U.S. Army airborne infantrymen. What a shame. Shameful. Really is. I asked a reporter with NBC News that I know if he felt like if this story were reversed and it were someone threatening Biden supporters, would it be on the front page of every mainstream media outlet? He confirmed absolutely it would. I broke the news to him. Good conversation with Donna Jackson and Jerome Hudson. Catch it all on the podcast page.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.